Time now for your comments. Letters about Morning Edition war coverage. Many wrote to say there is too much coverage. Lisa Hunting writes from Charlotte, North Carolina, why the snore-to-snore coverage of the war? Just because you can talk to embunked reporters all live all the time doesn't mean you should. What about the other news? Our lives in America go on. The news should, too. But listener Marianne Faciola of Sierra Vista, Arizona, disagrees. Poo-poo on all the naysayers, she says. When the war started, I was trying to find someone who was giving out the info of what's going on, so I tuned in and have stayed with it since. I think you give the good, the bad, and the ugly without bias. Other listeners are less than pleased with a new war term. George Grapman of San Francisco asks, why must you continuously use the Pentagon phrase embedded to describe reporters in Iraq? I can suggest traveling with, attached, or on the front. Jerry Oster of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, quips, the reporters who are embedded with various American military units are in bed with their subjects and sound like it. Several listeners ask for more information. Pam Fulmer of Las Cruces, New Mexico, wonders about paying for the war. When your reporters do the man-on-the-street interviews, there's never a follow-up asking what he is willing to sacrifice for rebuilding Iraq. Are they willing to give up federally funded programs? How many and what? Phil Tribble of Seattle wants to learn more about the Iraqi people. They are the population who is affected the most from the war. It seems to me that their story belongs front and center. Finally, Morning Edition has received many notes of thanks and concern for NPR reporters in the Persian Gulf. Trish M. Brown writes, I know all your war correspondents understand the risks they are taking, but I wish they were not there. My need to hear about the bombs falling in Baghdad isn't worth a reporter's life. My thoughts and prayers are with all who are in Iraq, whether fighting or reporting on the war. I hope they come home safely. Send your comments to morning@npr.org or record them on our listener comment line, 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name. And the news from the war. Eyewitnesses today said at least 15 people and possibly as many as 24 people were killed in a Baghdad residential neighborhood. The incident occurred during the latest attack on the capital by U.S. and British missiles and bombs. The Reuters news agency quoted residents and Iraqi officials as saying two missiles hit Baghdad's Shab district of homes and shops. A Reuters correspondent counted 15 bodies lying in the street. Other witnesses gave NPR's Ann Garrels a figure of 24 killed, and Iraqi government officials said another 30 people had been wounded in the attack. It's the latest of several incidents in which bombs or missiles aimed at military and government targets in Baghdad may have hit civilian areas instead. The deputy commander of U.S. Central Command today said he could not confirm that report. He insisted that civilian areas are never targeted. Britain's Defense Secretary Geoffrey Hume today said the risk of civilian casualties will increase as the bombing of Baghdad is stepped up in advance of a U.S. invasion of the capital. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.